Have you ever had an earworm? And no, I'm not talking about an actual worm. Ew. No, I'm talking about what happens when you get a song stuck in your head. We have a friend who would intentionally hum or whisper the Kenny Rogers song, Lady, in our ear, just for the purpose of waiting to see if we would start humming it or singing it at some point. We usually would. It was so funny and frustrating at the same time. Isn't there some song that if you hear it, it will be in your head for days? There's a reason for that. It was played a lot at radio. Some of these songs fall into the most annoying category, which makes it even worse. One such song is We Built This City by Starship. It debuted in 1985 and was a huge hit. The band used a lot of synthesizer and a lot of hairspray. You gotta love the 80s. Unfortunately, they wanted us to know so badly that they built this city on rock and roll that they repeated that line over and over in the song at least 15 times. Over the years, the song came to be what we call in radio a high burn. It's fried and crispy. Please don't ever play it again. We're full force into a new year. Are you already a little fried and crispy, tired of singing the same old song? I don't know what you've walked through or what you may be walking through right now, but often, don't we settle into the circumstance and get oh so weary, feeling like we're never going to sing anything new? The same routine, the same song, maybe a different verse. You're not alone. Look up. God is with you even now and has a new song for you to sing. Not just this new year, but this new day. Psalm 41. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in Him. God hears your cry today. He's listening, and He is oh so near. No matter what this life brings, when our feet are firm on the rock of Jesus, we can sing for joy and give thanks to the Lord in all things, for He is good. He is at work in your life and in whatever you're facing. His love for you never ends. We see new songs rise throughout Scripture from hearts that have experienced God's goodness. God has a new song for you to sing as well. The old is gone and a new melody is being written even now in your story. Shout for joy and sing a new song for what God is doing and will do as you trust Him. When we begin singing a new song, it becomes contagious in a good way. You might even find someone else getting hooked on the rhythm of joy and hope you're walking in step with. A really good song has a way of doing that. While a new song rises in the here and now, one day to come, there will be a new song like no other, sung throughout the heavens. You can read more about it in Revelation 5, starting with verse 8. Creatures and elders begin the first verse, then angels, too many to count, join in for the second. It's too great to not sing along. So every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea will join in for the last verse. Blessing and honor and glory and power be to Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. It will be an eternal praise, a song we will never tire of hearing or singing. That's the truth. Look to Jesus for a new song. He has one for you today. And I promise you this, once you start singing it, you won't be able to stop. I'm Lori Klein.